the cross-border healthcare directive gives any patient the right to cross the border, whether that's to Northern Ireland or to any European country, to avail of any healthcare procedure that is available in Ireland. Whereas the only thing is you have to pay up front for it. And what I'm saying is because of that, number one, I think the HSE needs to relook at that. But equally, I'm going to speak to the credit unions to see if there is a possibility that they might be able to do something to help people, because the HSE will have to reimburse you for the cost of it. Now, a lot of people will consider this couldn't be true. I mean, what about all the long waiting lists, etc.? But the fact is, it is true. And I've been banging the drum about this for several months, because Ireland eventually came into line with the rest of Europe in February 2015. Now, there are some what you call terms and conditions, Donal, and it's important people know. But the first thing to say is anything that is available already in Ireland, if you are, you know, able to access treatment in Ireland, then you can go abroad to access that treatment. So whether it's hip replacement, heart surgery, or a minor day procedure that you need. So the terms and conditions are, there's two main ones really, Donna. The first is that the cost cannot be more than what it would be in Ireland. But most people will be safe enough with that, because Ireland would be at the upper end when it comes to cost as far as European countries are concerned. And the second one is that if you have to stay overnight, or if it's major surgery or whatever, then you need prior authorization from the HSE, but they cannot turn you down. It's not a question of you go and ask them and they say, no, we don't like the sound of that. They can't do that unless they have really solid reasons to do so. So it is a huge, you know, I mean, as far as Europe is concerned, this was part of the right of being, you know, a citizen of Europe as well as a citizen of Ireland, that it gave you the right to go to another country to access treatment. The truth is, most people want treatment in their own country, but if you're on a long waiting list, if you're in pain, if you don't see it coming up soon, then this is a real opportunity for you. It's new, you need to talk to your GP about it, but it is as good as it sounds. As I said, a few terms and conditions, but it is as good as it sounds.
A vital part of ongoing healthcare is a relationship with a doctor, follow-ups and access to notes. From the point of view of someone who goes abroad for a procedure, are the protocols in place to ensure that they can get follow-up in Ireland, that their GPs are aware of what's happening, that consultants in the hospitals, etc., registrars, other medical staff have access and full access to all notes, that they can ensure that they carry on with their healthcare and they carry on with their improvements?
Well, for a start, the HSE has the responsibility to provide contact points and information for people. My instinct is, without absolutely knowing, is that what you've said would not be in place. So, at least not universally. So, because many doctors and consultants aren't even fully aware of this. And that is an issue, especially if it's major surgery or major treatment you require. And as I said, that's why many people prefer to have it at home. But however, obviously, you wouldn't go without consulting your doctor. You have to be referred by a doctor. Your own GP can refer you, but equally a consultant or other HSE clinicians can refer you. So there would be, I imagine, for now at least, some work to be done on behalf of the patient to ensure that the follow-up, the notes, etc., and that there would be a collaborative approach, because without knowing, my strong suspicion is it's not in place, because how could it be, Donal? As I said, lots of GPs and consultants aren't even fully aware that this exists. So it's not, you know, it's not perfect. And because it's only in its initial phases. So I think the patient themselves would have to, you know, take some responsibility to try to ensure that there was sort of a seamless treatment protocol put in place. And that is, you know, and for the patient themselves, I would suggest that, because I don't think the structures are in place as of yet to make it work seamlessly. But I'll tell you, if you're sitting at home listening to this, or if you're in your car at work and you've been in pain for 3 months or 6 months, and you know that the likelihood of you getting off that waiting list you're on and getting treatment is too far down the line for you to be able to deal with it or put up with it, in my view, you should at the very least investigate to see if this could work for you, because most people can't imagine that they could go to Belfast or Derry or London or Berlin or wherever to get treatment when they're on a waiting list in Ireland, but they can with the terms and conditions I mentioned, but they may choose not to do so. But equally, if they make the choice to go, that possibility is there for them.